Today we are talking to Oracle's Bastian van Oos about blockchain. Is it just a hype, or will blockchain have a lasting impact on our perception on the trusted third-party principle?
So, Bastian, what is this mystery they call blockchain?
That question could take any time from 1 minute to 1 hour to answer.
Okay, try to shorten it.
Try to keep it short.
Yeah, try to do that.
It's basically, as the word says, it's a chain of blocks. So and a block could be like a set of transactions that are registered on the blockchain and are connected always with the previous block. That is more the technical definition. Actually, the first implementation of blockchain was in 2008 when some smart man or group of persons called Sakamoto introduced a white paper and published on the web, and that this was the Bitcoin white paper, which was a very smart technology, and it was kind of a reaction to the financial crisis.
So it was in the aftermath of the financial crisis?
Aftermath of the financial crisis, yeah. So there were some people really angry with the financial system, so the idea was, let's make a system where we don't need a trusted third party like a bank, and we can just send transactions and digital currency, digital money to each other. And then this white paper is published on the web, bitcoin.org/bitcoinpdf or something like that. And it's quite revolutionary because it's not just keeping the transactions on the system, but it's also the system of cryptography that is behind all the transactions. So people think that it's not secure because there's no third party, but it's actually much more secure than any other system.
But I guess it has to be much more secure if you're directly transferring large sums of money or transactions.
Yeah.
You have to make sure that it's...
And the main reason for that is it's the cryptography behind it, but it's also because it's a decentralized and distributed network.
Yeah.
So that means there's a lot of different copies of this ledger, of this blockchain. Which means if I want to change something, if I want to change the transaction on the record, I need to get it confirmed. And that will not happen because you need a consensus of more than 51%.
Okay.
So if I want to hack the system, I have to change on all this, at least 51% of all the distributed blocks, I need to make the same change. So this is why the... although you need in the newspaper a lot about, you know, people losing their bitcoins because they were hacked from an exchange or something, but the blockchain itself, the Bitcoin blockchain, has never ever been hacked. So it's very secure.
Would you kind of compare it to the evolution of the web, the World Wide Web, in a sense that it connects, decentralized, connects people and directly from consumer to consumer kind of thing?
Yeah, it's very, it has a lot of similarities. It takes away the middlemen. So, for example, lawyers or people who have to register who owns which land or owns a property, that can all be away. So the trusted party, instead of a trusted third party, could become, in the future, the blockchain.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you understand the skepticism with blockchain when it comes to, you mentioned security and that you don't have the trusted third party involvement? Do you understand that there's quite a bit of skepticism in connection with that?
Yeah, but I think that's because we're in the very early stage. So this is new, and people are used to always have a trusted party that's in our genes. Like, for example, accepting for example, money, there has to be some trust to a government behind it, or a bank, or a financial system. So we have in our DNA and in our genes that we trust third parties, somebody who registers that I own my house, for example. But actually, if you write it on the blockchain in the form of smart contracts, which is basically applications that you build on top of the blockchain, you can actually put all the rules in there, and even the code is very often open source. So it's actually, what would you trust more? A third party that takes your data and that does your transactions, or would you accept a system that is completely automated and transparent.
Because you're talking about the transparency versus a closed system then that you don't get access into, right?
Yeah, because a third party, like for example, let's take a bank or let's take my medical data. I don't know who owns my medical data. It's in several different databases. Maybe my doctor has some and somebody in a different country also has some medical data.
Exactly.
I would trust it more if I could own my own medical data on a trusted system than that some kind of algorithm or rules decides who has access and when to this data.
So it kind of boils down to consumer control as well, and it boils down to have control of the things that's valuable for you, for yourself, right?
Yeah, for me it is. So if you, let's take again this example of take Bitcoin, but there's a lot of other cryptocurrencies. Yeah. But if you put money in your bank, you don't really own it. Your bank owns it. Your bank has access. They just give you access to the money with your, let's say, bank cards. Where if you take Bitcoin, that is, I think, the first system where people actually have their own ownership of it. Of course, when you lose your keys or something, or somebody else gets your keys, then it's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that is super interesting. And I think on the longer term, especially looking at the millennials, the younger generation, they would adopt this very easily. I think they download an app, and whenever it's easy to make a payment, they will download the app. What people confuse because of what is written in the media, there's a lot of written about Bitcoin. And that is something else, that it is a blockchain implementation, but it is a cryptocurrency.
It's a cryptocurrency, right?
Yeah, so if you ask me personally, I could see a future, although I'm not 100%, I wish I knew, but there could be a future that has, for example, no or less use of cryptocurrency, but blockchain, I think, will always be there.
Yeah.
There's already a lot of projects, and it's only getting more. And if you look, for example, on... I did a search on LinkedIn, just for fun, on jobs, and you type the word blockchain.
Yeah.
You get like 10,000 jobs or something like that. So there's a lot of startups building competence and building application solutions.
What do Oracle do with blockchain in this context?
Okay. We started already around a year ago with, there's the Hyperledger project, which is an open source project on the Linux Foundation.
Yep.
Oracle started with, contributing to this project, and it's fully open source, so we don't take our own copy out of it. Everybody who downloads it and installs has the same functionality as the open source. And what we're doing now is we're launching a service called Oracle Blockchain Cloud Service, which is part of our Platform as a Service portfolio. So we have several solutions in the Platform as a Service, like Database as a Service, Integration as a Service, Identity Management as a Service. So we have a huge portfolio of platform services, and the blockchain is one of them. So what we will do is we will not only give you access to the Hyperledger blockchain in the cloud, but we will also pre-connect this with other systems. So we will have integrations with financial systems, like, for example, Oracle NetSuite. We will have an integration with Identity Cloud Service when you need some kind of sign-on to do before you have the access to the blockchain.
Okay.
So it will be part of our Platform as a Service portfolio.
It's like an Oracle Web then, kind of connecting different services.
The cloud, it runs in the Oracle data center.
Yeah, exactly.
But you can also install nodes or parts of it in your own on-premise data center.
Mm-hmm.
But it is we call it enterprise ready. So you can directly start using it. I mean, you could also build it yourself, but that will take you maybe 6 months or 12 months.
Okay.
Because it's a cloud service, you can directly start it. Mm-hmm. And in theory, the next day, you can already start your project.
Mm-hmm.
You just need a browser to start it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, you have the security that is already built in that you don't have to.
So the customers don't. They don't have to worry about these kinds of things like security and stuff.
No, they don't, because that is part of the service. So it's a it's a, like a blockchain as a service.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Do you think? What do you think is the potential for Oracle in this field? Is it because you said they're gonna Oracle's gonna take a certain kind of role, you know, mm-hmm. with the customers in this? But is it a huge potential, or what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's big because if you look at the, again at the analyst reports, a number like 9 out of 10 enterprises. Imagine you have 1,000 enterprise customers in some region, then that means 900 will yep. have a direct use case or a need for a blockchain project
yeah.
and a blockchain solution.
Yeah.
So the market is is very big. And it also enables, I think it's also enabling innovation.
Mm.
So, I mean, it's a little bit similar. If you look at the last Open World, some of the big themes were artificial intelligence
yep.
in the cloud
yep.
and also blockchain in the cloud.
Yeah.
And the other one was the autonomous data warehouse, the self-driving database.
Exactly.
So in order to be innovative, then we want our customers to have easy access to innovation technology
mm-hmm.
without having to do huge investments themselves. So and this is why.
So this threshold is very low then, you know, to start producing this, right?
So it's all very interesting what's happening, and I'm trying to follow it closely.
Yeah.
Both from the public side and from the enterprise side.
Yeah.
There's a lot of activity on, you know, meetups that are organized everywhere mm-hmm. and a lot of information that you can also find on YouTube and a lot of channels.
Exactly.
So I like it a lot personally, but I also see potential and
but is it difficult to keep track with it? I mean, being in them because so many things happening at the same time. I mean, do you have the overview and so on?
Nah, you need to. I mean, a lot of stuff from social media is you have to filter that, right?
Yeah.
So you have always
have to be critical, right?
Yeah, you need different sources.
Yeah.
That's it for today. Thanks a lot to Oracle's Bastian van Oost for giving us a clearer overview to blockchain and how the principle could be utilized in the future.